You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
You know, the real important thing is to look back and say, in the last 30 years, what has happened in the area where we work. You will recall in 1994 how those elections were organized. The commission that came into office, I think it was on Christmas Eve, if I'm not mistaken, in the afternoon, and they met the commissioners' meeting for the first time. And then in that meeting agreed that the 27th of April would be election day. 4 months later, they didn't have staff members, they didn't have an office, they didn't have anything. And here we sit 30 years later. We have offices, we have staff, and what work have we done? If we compare the elections that were conducted in 1994 to the elections that we now conduct, we are talking chalk and cheese, but the issue is, in 1994, those elections were declared free and fair. If you ran the same election, you conducted the same election on the 29th of May, I know South Africans would not say free and fair. And that difference of what has changed between 1994 and now, it's the thing we are celebrating. There's so much that has changed. And yet it is elections we are conducting in the Republic of South Africa.
Mr. Mungyepia, what are some of the highlights for the IEC and some of the milestones during this past 30 years of South Africa's democracy?
We have moved as a nation to really consolidate our practices in electoral management. We have 30 years in a democracy. It's a very short period of time. It will be the seventh election we conduct. There are countries that have conducted many elections, but the practice has matured beyond recognition. We compare very favorably with well-advanced democracies in the world. Our electoral practices are benchmarked as some of the best, not on the continent, but across the world. And these are the things we are looking at. How we have improved access for voters over these years. I mean, in 1994, there were 10,000 voting stations. Today, we have just under 24,000 voting stations. We have voters knowing where to vote. In 1994, there was not even a voter's roll. There are many things that have changed.
And one of those important milestones, Mr. Mungyepia, I would imagine, would be clarity in terms of some of the sections of the Constitution and how it impacts the Electoral Commission. And, you know, what have been some of the impacts of such decisions and outcomes on these advances that have been made?
There have been a number of challenges that have been placed, constitutional challenges, that is, that have accrued over that period of time. I think of the August matter, which dealt with prisoners. I think of the Rechter matter, which dealt with voters overseas, and so on and so forth. The net effect of all of those challenges over the years has been one that affirmed the right to vote for every South African, whether they are here or abroad or in correctional facilities. This is a thing that, you know, over 30 years, we have seen an increase in access to ordinary citizens for that franchise to, you know, to vote. That right to vote has increased widely. We see special votes, people, asking to be registered at home where they're unable to come and register at our facilities, to apply to be visited at home or in hospitals or places where they are, in the instances where they are not able to come to voting stations. These are many, many things that have happened to allow even more access, to place more demands, in fact, on the institution of the Electoral Commission, but to allow South Africans, as it were, more access to the right to vote.
Mr. Muyepia, thanks so much for your time. IEC Chairperson, Mr. Masutu Muyepia, and so important that we reflect on the past 30 years of democracy. And of course, the country will be commemorating this milestone, not just this weekend, but throughout the year. There are so many celebrations that are planned. But Mr. Muyepia, of course, talking to us of the impact of these past 30 years and how things have changed and the advances that have been made by the South African Electoral Commission.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.